Hello, my friend. Do you know where you will be in 6 months? Do you know what will be different about you in 6 months? Do you know what your future looks like, what you want it to look like? In this episode, we are going to talk all about your future and how you can confidently plan for it. And I'm going to help you discover the opinion of two people who have a lot to say about your future. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's talk friend to friend. Do you want to build solid self-confidence and to know your next step is the right one? Do you find yourself feeling lonely and wondering if God has forgotten you in your singleness? Hello and welcome to the Single Christian Woman Podcast. I'm Sharon Lamar, party of one expert until the age of 52. Remaining single for what felt like a lifetime had me constantly questioning, am I good enough? And why had God forgotten me? It wasn't until I discovered the power coaching had to transform my thinking and build my relationship with God that my self-confidence skyrocketed and I was happier. In this podcast, you will find practical strategies, tips, and tools to help you strengthen two key relationships, the one you have with God and the one you have with yourself. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's chat friend to friend. Before we jump in, I want to remind you that my March coaching calendar is still open, and I have some spots saved still, and one has your name on it. Jot down a quick note to yourself to click on the link in the show notes and book your free one-on-one session with me. And hey, gorgeous, one more thing. Do you want to come hang out with a group of amazing ladies just like you? If your answer is yes, join the community in the free Single Christian Woman Facebook group. I'm like stumbling over that because it's still new. It's just a week old. And there's a link in the show notes. Just kind of copy that, paste it in your browser, and it'll take you right to the group where you can sign up to be in the group. You will be prompted to drop your email address. Please do so, because in doing that, you will automatically become an insider. You will get a weekly email full of lots of juicy tips and early bird access to future special offers. So you won't want to miss out on being in the community or the insider emails. Okay, having said that, let's dive in. I love a good greeting card. I love sending them. I love receiving them. And just last week, I needed to go to the store and look for a get well card. And while I was there kind of scanning in the cards, I saw the most adorable card with these cute shoes on the front of it. And it was kind of one of those friend been thinking of you cards. And it immediately made me think of my friend Emily, who has the shoe wardrobe ever. And I had to buy it for her. So as I wrote the card for her, I thought about how it's going to arrive in her mailbox, totally unexpected to her, and she's going to be surprised. And she was. The very day that she received it, she sent me a text and had taken a picture of herself holding the card. And it was just a fun text exchange between friends. You know, and sometimes if I don't have a card handy, I'll just send a text to someone I'm thinking of with maybe a cute emoji or a meme or something like that. Or I might even just drop them an email. And I bring that up because a little less than 30 days from now, I will be opening my email and I will find an email from myself. Now, I wrote this email to myself clear back in January and I scheduled it to arrive on April 15th. And I have another one that I wrote the same day in January that I will receive in July. So why am I expecting email messages from myself? Seems rather odd. Well, in January, I decided to push myself and to learn more about podcasting. And so I joined a 6-month mastermind program. And I'm doing some really challenging and uncomfortable things right now in that program. And the coach of the program encouraged me to write myself a couple of emails that my future self will read. The future me on April 15th and the future me on July 15th. And they are messages of love and encouragement from my future self. So it's really a fun idea. I mean, think about it. I'm going to get 2 email messages from myself when I'm right in the middle of being uncomfortable and frustrated and challenged as I work in this 6-month mastermind program. But really, because I joined the mastermind program and plan to do everything my coach tells me to do, I have a pretty good idea where I will be in July and who I will be as a result of the work that I've done. So what about you? Let's just think about July. Where will you be in July? Where do you want to be in July? And what do you think will be different about you in July? Do you even allow yourself to think about your future you? What your future will look like? What's in it? What's not in it? You know, if you do not take the time to ask yourself what you want, it's super hard to get it. That's just the reality. We know that you're a single woman and you're a single woman with a future. And you're also a single woman with a past. Today we are going to talk about you planning your future confidently. Now I get it. Maybe you thought your future would be different than it is. There's a pretty good chance of that. Maybe you thought you would be married right now and you're not. Maybe you thought you would still be married and you're not. Or maybe you thought you would grow old with your husband, but you will not be doing that. I want you to remember that you still, even though you're disappointed right now, you still have a future regardless of what has or has not happened. And that future begins tomorrow. It is that close. It's not too far away. Each tomorrow is your future. And as you plan for it, we're going to talk about the 2 people that you want to consider their opinion about your future. There's just 2, and here they are. Your past self, who you know really, really well, and your future self, who, if you allow yourself, you know really, really well. So we're going to talk about those 2 opinions from those 2 people and how hearing what they have to say about your future will help you get the future that you want. So it's really interesting how much time we spend about thinking about our past. And maybe it's not about time, it's about what we think about when we think about our past. For me, and it's probably for you as well, I think about the failures that I've had, maybe negative experiences, the past pains. Listen, I get it. Not everything is negative about the past, but that's often where my mind kind of migrates when I'm thinking about something of what I can and cannot do based on what I have done and not done in the past. So, you know what, though? None of all of that negative stuff is in your future. Whatever it is that you're thinking about your past, the negative experiences, the pains, the failures, none of that is in your future. How do we know? Because it hasn't happened yet. It's just that simple. All the negative things in your past are over. You do not have to take them with you into your future. Did you know that you do not have to let your past dictate your future? It's true. All the negative things are done. And the only place that they live is in your brain, in the stories that you tell yourself about your past. And those stories can be loud. I know. Your past has a lot of opinion about what your future will be. It just does. But no matter how loud it is, I want you to consider that the present you gets to choose what you take and what you leave behind. You know, you might need some help getting unstuck from your past, because it can be hard, sticky, icky stuff. It can also be loud and discouraging. And so maybe you need some help. Maybe you need a little bit of therapy to help you get unstuck. Maybe you need to work with a coach who can help you get a better perspective on your life and the way you're thinking. And that's what I do. I can coach you on that. At any rate, please get the help that you need to quiet down that icky, sticky story so that you can quiet that past chatter down and then move forward into future. Because here's what happens. The bottom line is you get stuck in the past because of what you make it mean, the story you're telling yourself. And today, again, that's what we're going to work on, about that past self and that opinion, okay? so that we can then begin to quiet that voice down. So if you've been around me for a minute, you know that I'm going to tell you to grab a pen and a paper. Okay, that's just the way it rolls around here. Always come with a pen and paper. And you are going to write yourself a letter. Now, we have done those types of things in the past, and you are going to do it again. Because I'm telling you, there is power in the pen and the paper and writing and hearing what, you know, just really looking at what it is that you're thinking. That's when you can get authority over it. That's when you can decide and talk back to and decide what you want to take with you and what you want to leave behind, what you want to unravel, what you want to be curious about, and begin to change that story. So let's pause for a minute and let's ask ourselves, how do I know if I'm allowing my past self to dictate my future? Well, if you ever catch yourself saying or thinking things like this, that's just how I've always done it. That doesn't work for me. I've tried it. This is just the way I am. If those kinds of things pop into your brain or come out of your mouth, it's a big fat clue that you are letting your past dictate your future. Okay? So we're going to write ourselves a letter and we're going to hear the opinion of our past self, and then we're going to take a look at it and decide what we want to take. And just keep in mind that whatever you spit out on the paper, whatever your mind tells you, the story that you tell you, doesn't mean it's true and doesn't mean it's worth keeping. But the best way to find out what you want to keep and throw away is to get it out on paper so you can look at it. Okay, so enough about that. Here is the letter. Dear, fill in the blank with your name. And again, you're writing to your friend, your past self. She is your friend, okay? Sometimes she's just a little bit delusional, so we're going to write her a letter, okay? So, I'm angry because, and I want you to think about that past you and let her write what she's angry about. What is she sad about? I'm sad because. What does she wish? I wish, and fill that in. What is she sorry about? And let her write what she's sorry about. What do I love? Let her tell you what she loves. And I promise you, my friend, this letter is a wonderful opportunity to uncover the negative story that you have in your brain about your past and begin to get some authority over it. You know, be willing as you're writing the letter to allow emotions to surface. Just allow them. There's no need to react to them, resist them, avoid them. They cannot hurt you. Just feel them. Okay, now take your letter and all that you discovered about your past, the opinion that she has, and go talk to someone. Get some help looking at and deciding what you want to leave behind and what you want to take. And if you want, I can be your helper. Listen, life can be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. So take a look back just to understand, and then live forward. One of the tools after my clients have done a letter like that is once they see that opinion that their past self has, I have her retell the story, but this time with her as the heroine instead of the victim or the bystander in her own life. We don't change the story of the past. We don't change the past. We just retell the story from a different perspective. One where she's the heroine, and it's really super powerful. And again, listen, I am not saying at all or suggesting that all of your past is negative at all. I'm just talking about the parts of your past, the voice that you hear that is holding you hostage. So write the letter, go work with someone and unpack the patterns, the negative thoughts and beliefs that are holding you back. Okay? You know, and now as I'm actually saying this all out loud, there are actually three people who have an opinion about your future. One of them is the person that you just wrote the letter to, the one that is your past self. And then there's the one who is right now, you, the present you, listening to this podcast episode, your present self. She is the one who can take action, and she is the one who lives forward. You, right now, you are the only one who has the power to truly decide what you want to leave and what you want to take with you. You are the one right now who has all the power. You think sometimes that your past dictates your future, but it doesn't, unless you let it. I love this quote. The past is behind, learn from it. The future is ahead, prepare for it. The present is here, live it. It is in the present where you live, and it is there also where you prepare for the future. So let's spend some time right now hearing the opinion of future you. And it's super fun to think about her and what she has to say. I mean, just think about her, future you. What do you want her to be like? Again, let's think about July. What is future you doing in July? What is she like? And maybe you are cloudy about that because of what you're doing and what she's like. And really, it's because we really spend very little time thinking about it. Okay? And that's okay until today. Because I don't want you to keep ignoring your future self. She's your friend, just like your past is. And she needs to be taken care of, just as you would take care of any person that you care about. So let's be curious about her and begin discovering what she might be doing and what she has the potential to become. So I'm going to give you two ways that you can do that. And we love curiosity here on this podcast. We're going to drop into curiosity, and these two ways help you do that. The first one, and wait for it, pen and paper, ladies, grab that pen and paper. You're going to make a list of 25 things you want that you don't already have. 25 things, anything. Objects that you want, feelings you want to feel, experiences you want to have, anything but 25. Do not allow yourself to stop until you have at least 25 things listed. And if you blow past 25, sister, keep going. Allow yourself to let go of the limited past thinking and live forward thinking of 25 things that you want that you don't already have. Now, once you get that done, just ask yourself this question. Wasn't that fun? Okay? Now, I get it. Right now, after you've had that fun, your brain is doing what it always does. It's going to start offering up the story with all of the reasons and the obstacles that are between you and you having those 25 things. Those brain offerings are coming from your past. And brains do that. But remember, just because your brain offers up obstacles and reasons why you can't do something does not mean you have to believe it. Underline, underline, exclamation point. You do not have to believe it. Brains are wrong about things. Just because you think a thought does not mean it's true. It is only true if you choose to believe it. Remember back in episode 15, we talked about one of the tenets of rock-solid self-confidence is your opinion of yourself, and that includes what you think is possible for your future self, okay? So item number two, to drop into curiosity about your future self, just like my coach encouraged me to do, write a letter to her. Maybe it's a letter to future you, the one that you are going to meet in July. Write the letter from her perspective, who is right where you want her to be in July, for instance. Have her give you advice. What would she tell you to stop doing? What would she tell you to start doing? What else might she say? Let me read really quickly the letter that I'm expecting on April 15. I wrote this in January, okay, from the perspective of my April 15th me. Okay, here we go. Isn't this so much fun? And not only are you having fun, you are growing, learning, and becoming the next version of yourself, the Sharon who keeps on the path that you have chosen to do God's will. You are not only living your story, and God is a part of that, you are part of His story. This is His family that you are a part of, and you, through the work you are doing, are helping your fellow brothers and sisters along in their story. You are learning so much from your coach and the program you're in, so soak it up. And you're learning so much about yourself, soak that up too. And remember, now this is funny what I wrote to myself, while technology might be a challenge now and then, there is nothing you cannot figure out. Everything is figure-outable. See, my future self still knows that technology is a bit of a thing for me. Anyway, and then I finished up with, and most importantly, God loves you and He has a lot in store for you. You are richly blessed. Love me. So do you see how my future self is loving and supporting me right when I need it, on April 15th, and I encourage you to do the same. Make some decisions and plans for the future, and then drop into that place where you will meet future you and have her write you a letter of encouragement and advice. What does she have to say to you? What is her opinion about what you should be thinking and doing right now? You can tap into her wisdom right now. You do not have to wait for April or July. You don't have to wait. Just like your past self, don't ignore your future self. Listen to her opinion too. Okay, all along the way, as you intentionally plan for your future, I want you to not only consider the opinion of your past and your future selves, I want you to remember and consider the wisdom and love of your Heavenly Father. Take the time to counsel with Him in prayer. Let Him in on the opinion of your past self and the encouragement of your future self. What do they both have to say? And tell Him what you're planning and ask for His help and guidance. Listen, you are a good girl and your Heavenly Father loves you and He trusts you. So love and trust yourself. Having done that type of work, you can move forward confidently into your future with Heavenly Father at your side. You, my friend, are amazing. I'm so excited to hear about the opinions of your past and your future self and the wisdom from your future self. I would love to hear all about it. So please share with me all the things. Send it to me in an email at Sharon@SharonLamarCoaching.com. And remember to join our Facebook group, and in there, drop in your email so you can become an insider. I love you. Thank you for joining our conversation today, and I will see you next week. Thank you, my gorgeous friend, for spending a slice of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with one of your single girlfriends? Also, please take a moment to do two things. Leave a written review wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. I love hearing how the show inspires you or makes you think. Until next week, remember, God loves you and so do I. Bye.